Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, North Korea will participate in the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. And while the North isn't expected to win any medals, the South hopes that the move will help improve relations between the two countries. Joining us to discuss that and some other sports news of the week is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Deb.
So what do you think about this announcement that North Korea is participating in the Winter Olympics?
I think it's much better for people to talk than to not talk and to only glare at each other across the demilitarized zone which separates their two nations.
Right. But surprising at all? Like using the Olympics for diplomacy?
Well,
right?
I think it's surprising that they managed to create any sort of circumstance under which they can talk to each other, because apparently that hasn't happened in a couple of years. Not entirely surprising that sports is involved. We can go all the way back to ping pong diplomacy during, I believe, the Nixon administration between the U.S. and China. It sometimes is a way to, get something started, and so we can hope for the best, I think. And I'm very encouraged that the North Koreans are sending cheerleaders, because who knew that there were cheerleaders in North Korea?
Right. But do you think, given, history and the players involved here, that we might actually see any kind of political movement or improved relations?
All I can say is it can't get worse. You've got, President Trump calling the North Korean leader by silly names and all sorts of stuff that can't get any worse than that. So, I hope it will get better. And the whole point of the Olympics, at least at the outset when the games were reconstituted in the modern Olympics, was that people should be able to talk to each other, compete against each other in a friendly way, and shake each other's hands and get to know each other a little better. So perhaps there will be some of that going on.
And as for the U.S., Vice President Pence, right, going to the Winter Games in South Korea, do you think, how does what's happening with high-level U.S. officials affect any ideas? Yeah.
No, I gave up some time ago trying to predict what high-level U.S. officials would do or say, because they so often say something completely contradictory within 15 minutes.
Especially now. Let's turn to the Patriots, because that's been the big news of the past week, really. They play the Tennessee Titans, of course, Saturday night.
Right.
A recent ESPN report, though, came out just a couple of days ago, alleging that there's a big rift, really, between Coach Bill Belichick, owner Bob Kraft, and quarterback Tom Brady. Now, everybody involved denies, right, any rift. So let's listen to a clip of Tom Brady's response to the report.
You know, I think you can go about your life and certainly here with this team, and try to do, what I've always done for a long time, and then, be a good teammate and work as hard as I can to help the team win. And then, somebody could write something to contradict that, and I think it's up to everybody to believe whatever they want to believe.
So essentially, what can I do? This people believe it. what do you think of though, this report and the report of the riffs here?
The Beatles broke up. you can have a tremendously successful operation organization be making lots of money and producing lots of wins, whether it's hit records or football games. And sometimes egos get in the way. And in this case, I think there is probably some truth to the fact that egos get in the way with the Patriots. You're talking about three people who have enormous egos and who have all been tremendously successful in their respective fields. So it wouldn't surprise me. And Brady's, sort of sideline of health foods and I'm going to play quarterback until I'm 45 and I'll never get injured because of these marvelous things that I do and eat and drink, it would be disruptive, I would think, in any context. So, there's probably some truth to it. The question is whether they can get beyond it and play great football anyway.
Right. Well, so there are those reports about Tom Brady and his business partner and body coach, right, Alex Guerrero, right, and as being a source of tension here. And what does all of that mean? And then there's also the Garoppolo report, right, and what happened there with the trade. The ESPN report says that Brady and Kraft pushed Belichick to trade Jimmy Garoppolo earlier this season. Now we're a few months away from that. Was it smart for the Patriots to trade Garoppolo?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo made it look stupid because he went to San Francisco and played great.
Right.
So, really sort of revitalized the 49ers, at least for a brief time. So it looks as if, holy cow, how come they let that guy go? He looks like he could play quarterback in the NFL in case, you know, Tom Brady wakes up with a stiff neck some morning. But it could have happened either way. And if Brady continues to be healthy, everybody's going to forget this controversy, assuming he's healthy through the playoffs and the Patriots are successful in the postseason, which most people expect them to be. This is going to blow away.
Hmm. How do you think Brady has been doing, though, overall?
Well, he's been doing well enough so that a lot of people are talking about him as a serious candidate for most valuable player in the NFL, and you can't do too much better than that.
If we go back for a minute to the Alex Guerrero, Brady's body coach and business partner, as that story, there is a documentary coming out that goes behind the scenes of Brady's life. It's titled Tom Versus Time, and it's about his relationship with his family and his lifestyle, and this documentary is set to be released, you know, later this month. What do you make of this project?
I don't understand why somebody who has been so successful in his chosen field of endeavor, which is being the quarterback of an extraordinary National Football League team, should feel that it's necessary to also market his lifestyle in the service of selling product. Maybe that's just me. I think it's ridiculous. But again, I suppose in this wonderful world of unlimited opportunity for the wealthy, he can do whatever he likes.
Well, okay. Let's talk about the team, right, and where we are in terms of the playoffs. We've got the game Saturday with the Tennessee Titans at Foxborough. A lot of excitement about this game. What do you think? What do you think we're going? Some people say the game's going to be over very early.
Some people say the game's going to be an anticlimax given all this other stuff that we've been talking about. But the way the NFL is marketed and the way people pay as much attention to football as they do, I don't think that will be the case. I think there's every reason to think that the Patriots, despite all these dramatic rifts between ownership, coach, and quarterback, that they will prevail. They're a very good football team, and I don't think there's any reason to think that they won't carry on to the conference championship the next week.
All right. Well, we heard it here. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Deb.
We do have a final note now. President Trump and Norway's visiting prime minister spoke at the White House earlier this hour. President Trump held a press conference about this. And in response to reporters' questions, the president once again said there was absolutely no collusion between his campaign and Russia. We do have a clip of the president from the press conference that just wrapped up moments ago. Let's listen.
I've been in office now for 11 months. For 11 months, they've had this phony cloud over this administration, over our government, and it has hurt our government. It does hurt our government.
President Trump also said again at this press conference just moments ago that he will not sign an immigration bill from Congress that does not include his proposal for a border wall. Let's listen.
I really believe they're going to come up with a solution to the DACA problem, which has been going on for a long time, and maybe beyond that, immigration as a whole. But any solution has to include the wall, because without the wall, it all doesn't work.
That's President Trump at a press conference earlier today, just within the past hour. For more on the press conference and all the news of the day, stay tuned to All Things Considered, which gets underway in just a couple of minutes. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna and Allison Bruzek. We had help from Zoe Mitchell, Cassandra Sunt, Lily Tyson, and Anna Saldinger. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.